Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. We actually have all four stupid guys here. The guy who the name was named after, the name of the show is named after, is here for the first time. How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. Is this your first time seeing everybody?
Whatever it is. Like? I've never seen anybody.
You have that look on your face like, oh, my God, this is so exciting.
Who are these people? Is that Matt or is that Mike?
Are they in my house? Are they in my house? I'm so afraid.
This is the first time all four of us have been together.
Yeah, and even Jay's here, who lost all his money betting on the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't follow any of his advice. But I think there's something important happening today.
Actually, I wanted to show something first before we talk about that, because you know, if you look at Matt's background, he has Matt's a so-called artist.
Uh-huh.
I guess, you know, he's... I'm an artist, I paint.
Well, he's actually a teacher now, so those that can't do, teach.
I guess that's right. So if you look at he's got the Super Bowl, the Charger Super Bowl. He's got the Charger Super Bowl back there with the Colts and the...
Well, hold on. And those that can't teach, teach Jim. That's how it goes.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
All our gym listenership. anyway, so I've been working on something for a couple weeks just to prove that, and not to show up Matt on his birthday. Today is Matt's birthday.
Oh, it
happy
is.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Yeah, thanks.
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 39.
39. Wow. Whew.
Yeah.
Wow.
As old as that.
I know.
The roller coaster?
If we put each of us in order, Jack, you're the oldest, correct?
Yes. It's not even close.
Right?
It's not even close.
At least, right?
I got 9 years on Russ, I think, right?
I'm 43. I'll be 44 in November.
Yeah, so I have 9 years on you.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
There's something I don't like about Russ being on this is he's like weirdly staring into the screen.
This is like the first time I'm like on TV. I feel like I'm like Zach Galifianakis, like I'm going like, holy cow, look at me.
it's like in Wayne's World where Garth is like left alone on stage and Garth is just there without Wayne.
It's a pretty good analogy there.
So anyway, happy birthday, Matt.
Thanks.
Happy birthday to you.
I was going to unveil it last week, but I didn't have time to finish it because I was so busy. But I've been working on an art project too, of my favorite team.
Oh.
So here it is right here. I want to see what you guys think about it. How's that look?
Hey, it's looking pretty good there.
2 weeks it took me to do that. So what do you think?
Stick with writing.
This is the cover for Pleasure Ranch.
Oh my God.
The pleasure's in your mind. It's a lightning bolt in his mind.
Well, sometimes it is. And before I forget, we know it's Matt's birthday, and to wish Matt a happy birthday, we have now every show we do is free. Every show is on iTunes. It's we do Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, Leftovers podcast with Jay and Jack, Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, the Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy. I know I'm forgetting something. The Married Man Show, which will hopefully come back next week. And what else am I forgetting, Jay? There's like 10 other ones.
Do you do Downton Abbey?
Yeah, Downton Abbey. That won't be back till January. But we're going to start The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead starts this Sunday, so we're going to have to figure out a time to do that. I know. Look at Matt. He looks like he is the Walking Dead right now. He's like, I don't. What? We're doing what?
I didn't agree to this. Actually, Russ is more of the Walking Dead. He's just like staring dead.
Where do you? Now he left. But anyway, yeah. If you'd like to support us and support the show and support everybody here, you can go to Patreon.com/JayandJack.
No, it's .com. You forgot the .com.
I got the name right. Patreon.com/JayandJack. And you can, there's all different levels you can support. First level's already been reached. Jay and I are going to do a Serenity podcast based on the TV show Firefly. Can't wait to do that one. At 1,000 is a live Married Man show with Warm Taffy himself, and we know how that can go. At 2,000, you'll get to see my audition tape, with the one where I drive the Zamboni naked. And for some reason, didn't get picked to be on the show. So you can use your own judgment there. And then there's different levels. all the way up. I think 4,000. You get to go spend a month at Matt's house.
Awesome! Oh wow! So, hey, I didn't know that was going
to
happen.
You take Matt's master course.
Matt, you get to in art. His gym, you take Matt's gym class.
I'll tell you what. I'll teach you either painting, drawing, or photography. Mainly Photoshop editing. You can take your pick. So there you go.
So there you go, 4,000 for that, and for 6,000 you can go spend a week with Russ, and we're not gonna. I don't know what else to go. What's gonna happen there?
Well, I don't think like you're making these.
I kept up the tradition of guess what I did before I came here.
You went to
Jack in the Box
cookout.
I went to cookout. I have my cookout burger right here, so we're ready to roll.
Anyway, so. Go to patreon.com/JandJack. How's that? Did I do it right?
It was all right.
Was it better than
I thought it sounded great.
Yeah, there you go. First time. At least I remembered it.
Yeah, even if you don't make that $4,000 mark, you know, every little bit helps, you know?
Yeah,
and along the way, no, we need to make that $4,000? Oh, okay.
It's help keeping Russ off the street.
So, yes, we have 72 patrons, so we crossed the 70 patron mark, which is fantastic. We're at $530-some-odd right now. We still haven't made the amount past what we have to pay Dale, so we're still making nothing right now, but still, it's a good start.
Dale's demanding.
Yeah. Dale is...
Even though Dale hasn't done a podcast since we started this, Dale is demanding.
I'm thinking there's...
Go ahead.
There's a certain $2,000 donation coming from 30 Rock just to see that video.
Anyway, so you want to get to the sports talk since we've rambled on long enough here?
I think that's wise.
All right, so
we're under time constraints.
Well, I think we start with Mike here because Mike's a big Dolphins fan, and they had the big England game this week over in London, and they came back without a coach. So what are your thoughts on that?
I just skipped this the game this week because I knew it was going to happen. So I think last week I said they're going to lose the game, they're going to fire Philbin. But I thought they would leave him over in London, but he actually came back with the team.
Well, to be fair, England said, no, we don't want him.
Yeah, so basically nobody wants him right now.
We're kind of joking about it. This is the guy's livelihood, and we're just making – I mean, he's got a guaranteed contract for however long it was, but we're kind of just making fun of this guy who just lost his job. It was his dream job probably, and here you are just making fun of him.
Way to bring realism to the podcast.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's amazing. Like
they're nobodies, but
– Yeah. I think it's amazing that Mike called it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike called that this would happen, and that's exactly what happened. So
is Mike the owner of the Dolphins? Are you the owner of the Dolphins?
So much for being a stupid guy.
Well, here's the thing. Jack has made his entire podcasting career off of getting one lost theory right. I think the start of Mike's rise to greatness here.
Again, it's not just one. Jack had a Christian Shepherd had an illegitimate daughter. Now?
Jack had a lot of theories go right.
Jack be hitting the ball good.
Jack guess him.
Jack had the theories that were spot on. That's all I'm going to say. It was a great theory, though. You have to. It's like calling your shot, being Babe Ruth.
I know, that's what Mike did. So I'm saying.
Come on, that's like the sun's going to come up tomorrow.
It was like predicting the Dolphins to win AFC East in a preseason.
Exactly, but no, not just win the AFC East. Betting all was that my pick?
Well, we all went AFC East for Dolphins, but you went further. You said for the Super Bowl.
Did I say Super Bowl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where
Maybe
it all started
not.
From. That's where it all
no,
started
you said
from.
Colts.
I have Colts. I told Jay
you guys
to.
Were, you guys were big on the Colts. I think you cursed them.
Yeah.
Just by your Indianapolis picks. What's up
with
that?
They did have a good. So what about this new interim coach they have, Mike? Is he Campbell?
Dan Campbell, tight ends coach. Philbin was a little quiet and like reserved, so they went the opposite, and they went with a loud, brash meathead who's like, "We're gonna run the ball down your throats. We're gonna be tough. We're gonna get penalties." And so,
isn't that Rex Ryan?
Pretty much. So he'll have 12 games to to show off and before Norv Turner becomes the next head coach of the Dolphins.
Okay, if Norv Turner becomes head coach of the Dolphins, can you stop being a Dolphin fan?
Man, they're really pushing me here.
I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, he likes that sunny weather and all that time up in Minneapolis. It might drive him a little crazy. Not enough sunlight.
Dude never gets another head coaching job ever. Ever. How does this guy? How would this guy get a head coaching job? There's no way. No way. Ain't gonna happen. What do you think, Russ?
I wouldn't hire North Turner for anything.
What does your beauty your shirt say? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Of the beer holder.
Oh, the beer holder. Oh, okay, got it. Got it.
I love the headphones, Russ. It's working.
They're my daughter's.
They're sweet. But it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
So it is. So
players are wearing pink.
Yeah.
There you go. Nothing to be ashamed of. It's a worthy cause. It's a worthy cause.
I'm a fan of the boobs.
Anyway. So anything we had? Well, I'm going to talk about last night's game. We had the controversial non-call last night because I've said I was going to pick Detroit every week until they won, and I thought last night I'm watching the game. I go, I'm going to win this game. I'm going to win this game. I won't have to pick Detroit the rest of the year. And Calvin Johnson, future Hall of Fame receiver, gets the ball knocked out of his hands. It bounces into the end zone, and one of the Seattle players knocks it out, but the refs didn't see it or didn't know that was a rule, and Detroit didn't get the ball back. So what are your guys' thoughts on either the rule, the play, or the refs? Well,
I thought it was under 2 minutes, so I don't understand how the video booth got it wrong.
It's not reviewable.
Yeah, but everything under 2 minutes, doesn't it get reviewed?
Not everything. That was a non-reviewable play. Play was non-reviewable. Here's my thought on it. I think if you fumble the ball, if I have the ball and I fumble it, the defense team can do anything they want to keep you from getting that ball back. You knock it out. Why have that? To me, is a stupid rule. I could see if the offensive team did it, because it happened to the Chargers in 1978. Hey, I'm not bitter. It's called the Holy Roller. Look it up on YouTube. Cost the Chargers the playoffs against the Raiders. Anyway, it was a 25-yard fumble. The Holy Roller. Mm-hmm. Ken Stabler, Dave Casper, I think Mark Van Egan to Dave Casper kicked it into the end zone, fell on it with like 9 Chargers standing around the ball. But I think you see it all the time. Like an onside kick, the team will just tap, knock it out of bounds or something like that. I think the defensive team should be allowed to do that. But according to the rule, the referees got it wrong. Guys, what do you think, one way or the other?
Didn't see the play. So, Monday Night Football for me.
Did he knock it? Did he knock it out of the end zone? So it wasn't the sideline, it was the end zone, right?
It was the end zone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think you should be able to knock it on the sidelines, but not at the end zone.
But it's the defensive team. The offensive team Calvin Johnson fumbled it like the 1 foot line. He got knocked out of his hands. He got hit. They said he was trying to extend his body. He just got hit from behind and kind of got knocked. Kind of got knocked awkward, and it got slammed out of his hands. It's bouncing in the end zone. Detroit guy's going to get the ball, and the other guy just kind of put his hand as it bounced up and just pushed it out of bounds, out of the end zone. Field judge standing right there, and the field judge just went, didn't call anything, and it wasn't reviewable, so no one saw it or knew the rule. So Detroit should have gotten the ball back, I guess, at the 20-yard line.
Well,
my feeling is they fumbled the ball. Why would you reward them for fumbling the ball? Why give another chance? They fumbled it. It's their job to get it back within the 10 yards of the end zone. They didn't do it. Too bad.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, to overturn it and give it to the other team, like, you know, it's kind of like hockey. There's got to be some kind of play on possession. And just tapping, you know, the ball and knocking out of bounds doesn't really claim possession to the ball. You know,
but hockey's a moving sport. It's like if I if I shoot the ball puck out of bounds, well, the clock will stop. And then I don't get the puck doesn't go to the other team. It's a face-off, right?
No, but, like, if you've got, like, a delay penalty, you've got to actually get possession of the puck.
Well, I get that, but that's where you're being – but if you're getting a penalty, you're being punished already. You shouldn't be rewarded by just an automatic stop. What I'm saying is that the offensive team fumbled the ball. That's on them. The defensive team didn't fumble the ball. They should be able to do anything they want to keep the other team from getting the ball. If he doesn't fumble it, he gets a touchdown. But he fumbled the ball. That's on him. I think it's just a dumb rule. It's not like they're gonna. It's just a stupid rule.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I thought you guys would be.
Well, you know, we could put on Sporting Becky. She's pretty fired up about this conversation.
Let's see. Nah. Anyway. No.
But it was fun how all the players missed that after the game, too.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN didn't even know about it. And then afterwards, they're like, after someone told them, hey, yeah, it's missed a call. Anyway, they were too busy leaking information on Tom Brady.
Well, I don't feel so bad missing calls now on the ice. So yeah. There you go. Well,
it's gonna happen. You're gonna miss calls. But I don't know. I just think that if the offensive team fumbles, they fumbled the ball. And if I want to keep them, if the ball's bouncing around in the end zone, I should be able to knock it out. What if I go to fall on it? And you see it all the time. The players go to fall on it. The ball bounces out. It squeezes out, and Detroit gets the ball. Anyway, I don't know.
It's weird. It's weird. No, it's weird how you could do that on the sidelines, and then like if the punter had like a kick or a snap fly over his head, he would be able to kick it out of the end zone.
Right, exactly. But like I said, onside kick. What do? I mean, either they grab the ball or they knock it out of bounds. I don't see what the difference is.
Okay, Jack. I've just checked the comments on the YouTube, and it looks like Becky and Ed both agree with you, so you can move on.
The moons must be aligned properly. If not so much they agree with me, but they agree with each other.
Well, there's that too. It's like the blood moon.
Okay, then I had another rant. Not so much a rant, but
last thing on that though. The NFL apologized to Detroit today. So I think that's the third tiebreaker after division record and conference record is how many apologies you get from the NFL.
Well, dating back to last year's playoff game against the Cowboys, they've got quite a few, don't they?
So, yeah, they're pretty good. So if they 8-8, 9-7.
Hey, as long as someone said they're sorry, I think that's all that matters. But I wanted to talk about the expanding the NFL rosters. I mean, I just know for my, because they have the concussion thing, and I'm 100% behind. If someone shows signs of concussion, they should be taken out of the game. I'm 100% behind that. I even criticized the Chargers last year when they had a couple players that looked like they were out on their feet, but yet they're still allowed to stay in the game. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. But the Chargers last week, playing against the Browns, had three new offensive linemen, but they were down to two cornerbacks and two wide receivers. They had nobody else on the roster to come in. So, yeah, it's not me either. So, what do you think? The NFL could just maybe expand the roster to maybe like 55, 56 to have a couple extra guys on there just in case?
Yeah.
Anybody against that?
I think they should. No, I think it should go hand in hand with the concussions. Like, yeah. I mean, if they're taking players out left and right with the concussions, they should expand the roster. And after watching that preview for the movie Concussion, that's kind of, I don't know. I don't know if you see the trailer for the movie Concussion. It's jarring. It makes you think. So.
Well, I just feel it's what they should be doing anyway. I mean, the concussion, but it seems like every player now, it's like the Chargers, I think, lost three guys on Sunday to concussions. And it was like going, and they literally said, Chargers only have two receivers. And whether Stevie Johnson pulled a hamstring or a groin or something like that, and they had two cornerbacks left, and it's just, and there was nobody else on the roster. And the week before, they lost four offensive linemen. They almost had to put a tight end, in as one of the linemen because they're running out of players. I just think with the way it is, and the NFL obviously wants to protect themselves, because years ago, if you could just still stand up, get back in the game, rub some dirt on it, that was the mentality. And then they just got back. I don't know. For me, I don't know, go around the board here. I vote yes. Matt voted yes. Mike?
I'm not an owner, so I don't care. So, yeah, sure.
We heard you were an owner.
I'm not paying the players. Go for it. Go to college football staff. Go to 85 people per roster.
And Russ? Russ? Russell?
Yeah, I say do it.
Did we lose Russ?
He said yes.
He just prefers to stare and be awkward.
You know, you guys ever watch the Brady Bunch episode where Cindy Brady goes on TV and she goes, she's doing the game show thing, quiz show, and they said, just look in the red light and here's Cindy Brady the whole time? We're going to start calling you Cindy Brady, Russ.
I will say, before you guys get to your picks, remember that adding Russ will add time to it, so just kind of keep it tight.
So what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
He's saying, let's go.
And then we also have to factor in kind of a delay for each of Russ's response, so factor that into the time that, you know, it's going to take.
And okay. the five two-minute Patreon commercials that we have to do. It's like DraftKings and FanDuel.
Oh, hey, have you heard about that? The DraftKings and FanDuel? I mean, they're under investigation.
Really?
By the way, who didn't see this coming? Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of thought it was a little suspicious. Hey, it's my birthday. I can make up words, okay?
You're not drunk, are you?
But I mean, every...
I mean, Russ is stoned, so you must be drunk. We're just giving you a hard time.
I just think I look good. I've never looked at myself this long. So usually it's like I get out of the shower, look in the mirror, and it's like, good to go.
You do have your pants on. You do have your pants on, don't you?
Yeah, I
okay, all right.
I usually record naked, so.
Wow, what a treat for everybody.
Like I don't know what to do, because usually when I'm recording with you guys before, I was using my phone, I could eat, I could walk around. Like, I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm captive right now, so I can't eat, I can't do anything.
How can
so
you go
least
through?
You could do is pay attention and be able to respond in a decent amount of time.
Like, I could go to the bathroom while I was recording before. I would just mute it and then, you know, come back. I mean, this
you know what,
is...
Russ, I think, I'm sorry to tell you, I think a lot of times you didn't mute it.
We're trying to add listeners at this point. So I'm just going to put that out there. That's our,
for people
that's
on
like
Patreon,
our motto.
Patreon.com if you want to see Russ naked.
Hey, you know, I'm going to start advertising. Like, I'm going to wear T-shirts that say, I'm single, put my phone number on here. Like, that's a whole new world to me.
You're going to have to get a secretary who had all those phone calls. It's going to be, your phone line's going to be busy.
Well, the second Russ starts to cross the line, I'll just do this to him and turn off the camera.
No, that makes you look like a blue blob.
You always wanted to see Blue Man Group in Vegas. Well, there you go.
That is true.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Anything else?
That was a stiff blue blob, though.
What's going on in the World Series? I saw Houston was up at 2-0 after 5.
Yeah, that was the last time I saw it.
All right. Anything else going on, guys? Anything else in sports?
Any NHL season starts tomorrow.
You see that guy for San Jose got suspended 41 games?
41 games. Yeah. He deserved it.
It was a dirty play.
He's been playing for, I think, total of 9 seasons, and the 9 seasons that he's been playing, he's been suspended at least once every season.
Yeah, I think he's played a total of 772 games, but he's been suspended quite a few.
He's almost like a third of what he's played in.
He's just a dirty player.
Yep.
And that's a big suspension. And it was obviously he just went straight for the guy. Took like 3 or 4 strides and then took him out. All right, guys, you ready for the picks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, last week because Mike never sent me the thing.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot. I was so busy hiring a new manager, coach for the Dolphins.
I've been running on fumes since going to Austin City Limits Festival this past weekend.
Just a heads up about that, Mike. If next time you send it, I'll post it up on the video at home so people can kind of follow along with
yes,
that
sir.
If you want to.
Oh, that's a good. That's a wow. Producer Jay, really going for that award. Nice.
Trying my best.
All right. Last week I had Mike at 11. Is that correct? You had 11, correct?
Correct.
And you had 43. Rush, you had 10. And you're at 40. Matt had 10. He's at 37. And Jack, who got up to a quick start, is now at 36. Bringing up.
Ooh.
That's okay.
How many of those wrong ones are Detroit?
three of them.
All but one.
All but one.
All but one. All right, this Thursday night we have a matchup between two teams that are just exciting to watch. I mean, we have one that barely beat Jacksonville and one that I think is 0-4.
Yeah, you watch your words carefully here, bud.
Oh, I forgot your birthday. We had one team that didn't have any luck on Sunday.
Oh, hey, they had three times the luck. The field goal kicker missed it three times. I mean, I thought third time's a charge.
My daughter sits down and she goes, that can't be Matt Hasselbeck, can it? I go, yeah, that's Matt Hasselbeck. She goes, he's got to be older than you. I go, well, he probably is, but he's a backup quarterback, and they just usually carry the clipboard. But luck is hurt. So that is Matt Hasselbeck.
He is older than me and younger than Russ. So
over
that's
under,
awesome.
Under 1 million people said, Matt Hasselbeck is still playing in the NFL?
Over-under?
I'd say yeah. Over.
Easily over. All right, so first up is me. It's the Colts versus Houston. Man, do we know if Luck's going to play?
So he was practicing today, and so it's hopeful that he will play, but... I'm kind of more along the lines of, like, I just want him to be healthy because there's bigger opponents around the corner. Patriots. And I'd rather have him healthy for a better team and not going up against the Texans and getting further injured by, you know, a certain J.J. Watt. So, yeah. I'm kind of actually hoping that he doesn't play.
I'm taking Houston at home. Just because I don't know if Luck's going to play, and if he does, he probably won't be 100%. So I'm taking Houston at home. Russ, you're going to take?
I'll take Houston.
Matt?
Sticking with my boys.
Going with the Colts. And Mike?
Yep.
Matt just wants Luck to be healthy. I just want him to be happy. So I want him to win, so I'll go Indianapolis here.
That's a nice that's nice, yeah. Russ, you're up next. Oh, it's the Bears versus the Kansas City Chiefs. We're off to a 1-3 start. Kansas City Chiefs. They played. To be fair, they played some tough teams.
Yeah, they've had a bad schedule to start off with. But I'm gonna take my team. I'll go Kansas City.
Matt,
I have no trust in the Bears. I mean, they won last week, and I pitched against them.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler.
I feel weird, but I'm picking the Chiefs. I'm picking the Chiefs.
You know what? Like, can you say Chiefs again? I've just like always had this visual of you saying the word Chiefs. I just want to see it again.
Your same erotic fixation with the camera.
Wow, shiny objects.
I'm picking the Chiefs.
Awesome.
You need to go go excuse yourself there, Russ.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see the day.
Okay. Mike, you're going with?
This should be a spread game, but I think you and Matt are trying to get anyone you can get, so I'll go just straight up Casey here.
I'm also going to pick Casey. It's at home. Casey's had some bad luck, but their defense hasn't been as good as I thought it would be this season.
But Casey is favored by 10, just so you know.
10.
So we're all going on a limb here.
Do the odds makers know Jay Cutler is the quarterback of the Bears? Jay Cutler.
Is anybody really a Jay Cutler fan out there?
Jay Cutler is.
That's it.
I don't think they're allowed on this show. So that's pretty much why Sporting Becky has never appeared on the show. Maybe not once.
Oh, that's
no, I'm giving Sporty Becky a hard time. So I'm sure she doesn't like Jay Cutler that much.
I think she has a Jay Cutler t-shirt.
Underneath that Tony Romo.
Jay Cutler did say after he retires he's going to become an NFL ref. Of course, when he throws the flag, he'll throw the penalty flag and it'll get picked off. Matt, you're up next. This is a tough one. Seahawks versus Cincinnati.
Wow.
It is a tough one because the Bengals are 4-0.
4-0.
What's up with that? They're going to be fired up. I hate picking the Bengals. Because I just feel like the Seahawks are going to win. But I'm picking the Bengals.
Cincinnati. Yeah, our biggest Patreons are from Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. More listeners from Cincinnati. Come on to Sports Talk. I'm a Buckeye.
I'm just making that up. Oh. So, Mike, you're going with...
I'll go Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
I saw a note that they've led for every minute except for 10 minutes so far this season.
Wow.
So I think they keep it going here. Cincinnati.
The Chargers are barely led for any time. I'm also going to go Cincinnati.
Sweep it.
All right, next up is Mike. We have Washington versus Hotlanta.
This should be an easy win for Atlanta. I'll go Atlanta.
I was surprised to see Washington win last week, though.
Yeah, they beat the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
The amazing Chip Kelly. Eh?
Did anybody pick Washington last week?
Right here.
Yeah, Mike.
You did?
No, wait. No, I picked the other team.
Yeah, at first he picked the Eagles and then he crossed it off and picked Washington, or I just wrote down the Eagles thinking he was going to pick the Eagles. I don't remember.
Oh, no, my explanation was it'll make no sense because Philly just won and Washington just lost. I said this is one of those NFL games that make no sense. Washington will win.
And they did.
It's like you have a crystal ball.
Eagles, Chip Kelly, not looking so hot. I'm also going to go with Hotlanta. Russ?
Atlanta.
And
I'm picking Atlanta as well. I hope they make it 5-0. I like to kind of see some undefeated teams go deep in the season.
And why'd have...
Just to make the Miami Dolphin guys a little nervous.
Sweat it. Mm-hmm. No, I just think it. I think it makes for good football. You know, like you have some undefeated teams out there, and somebody comes along and knocks their block off.
Cincinnati or Atlanta goes like 14-0. Okay, they're sure in the playoffs. Do they sit? Do they sit Matt Ryan and do they sit Dalton and use the backup quarterback because the game doesn't matter? What would you say, Matt?
I would say that they don't sit the quarterback.
You say
they're going for records on those teams.
Just play straight out. Don't take it. What if the quarterback gets hurt? You don't care.
I say to the players, it's more important to win a Super Bowl. So I think they would sit out.
What if Matt Sorgi's
Matt Sorgi's Jim Sorgi.
Wow.
The legend, Jim Sorgi.
Sorgi's a backup quarterback for either Cincinnati or Atlanta. Would you still say start the quarterback?
He's speechless.
Are you asking me?
I'm asking anyone.
I don't know. I think they do.
Okay. All right.
Matt's going, it was a lot easier when Russ asked me to say Chiefs.
All right, I'm up next. I got a tough one. The Jags versus Tampa Bay. Jags played Houston, the Colts pretty tough. But I'm going to go, Winston had, what, 4 picks? They had like 6 turnovers? Man, this is a terrible game. What's the spread on it?
It is Tampa Bay by 2.5.
Well, that helps. I'm going to go Tampa Bay just because it's in Tampa Bay. That's the only reason. Russ?
We
have 3 people in chat. Is that what I'm seeing?
Just a heads up, Russ, dramatic pauses don't work well on radio shows.
Gotcha. I think it sucks that we have to even pick this game, but I'll go Tampa Bay.
So he's doing his Captain Kirk.
I'm going to pick the Jaguars. I think that loss in Indy was a little bitter. They had that game. They should have won that game several times. And someone's phone keeps beeping. I don't know whose it is.
Who's dinging? Not me. Russ, is your phone dinging?
Nope.
I think it's
Jay.
It's not my phone.
Mine's been muted the whole time. So it's.
Mine's been muted the whole time, too.
I think it's Jack.
It's not me.
Look it. Here.
Is there another
phone? Somebody have Facebook?
Do your kids have iPhones?
Somebody have Facebook?
No, my kids aren't here.
Nope, not me.
Thus, he's wearing the earphones. All right. Well, anyway, I'm picking the Jaguars. That was enough of a derailment about that. But picking the Jags, I think they had a bitter loss. I think they pull up in.
Wow.
Oh, we have six people in chat. I'm sorry. Mike, you're going with?
It's a battle of Florida right here. Who can come out? I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
All right.
Everybody excited about Battle of Florida.
I feel better about my pick that Mike picked Tampa Bay. Next up is Russ, Cleveland versus Baltimore. Did you see how Cleveland lost that game to the Chargers?
Mm-hmm.
We had the game-winning field goal, and we kicked it off to the right, and the guy was offside.
You would think Cleveland was cursed or something by
You would think so. Well, I was talking to someone on Twitter, and you know, we were kind of talking back and forth after the game. I said, he goes, God hates Cleveland. I go, well, God hates the Chargers too. It just someone had to win. He goes, we have it worse than you, you know, stuff like that. And he goes, unless your team moves. I go, well, if our team moves, it's not going to come back. So at least you got that. But then I started thinking. I go, well, you know, you're right. We've at least been to a Super Bowl. Cleveland's never been to a Super Bowl. So it got me thinking, who is the most tortured fans out there in which city? I know Matt suffered through that terrible year they had.
No, I always referred to the time before that, the long time ago, the dark times.
The dark times
the Empire.
Where Peyton Manning got hurt and before they got well.
No, the dark.
That dark season where it was like, oh my God, we're not going to win?
I think the dark time is referred to the Belichick years. You know, Belichick Brady years. So Emperor Darth Vader.
Anyway, so I maybe we'll bring that up on a topic just maybe next week or something. Which team has if you're a fan out there, which team suffers? And I couldn't really say, because Detroit's never been to a Super Bowl. Cleveland's never been to a Super Bowl. And Philadelphia's never won one. Buffalo's never won one. I mean, just a lot of long suffering out there. Anyway, so Cleveland versus Baltimore. Who are you taking, Russ?
I'll take Baltimore.
Yeah, this is in Baltimore. I'm taking Baltimore. I don't know. I just don't have that much hope in the Browns.
Baltimore.
I mean, the Ravens actually have an extra week, right? I mean, they had the Thursday game against Pittsburgh, which they pulled off that win. That was incredible. Because I think, Jack, you picked Pittsburgh in that game.
No. I had Baltimore.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. Maybe it was Mike. Maybe it was Mike that picked
Pittsburgh. I had Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Mike's the only one that had Pittsburgh.
I knew one of us.
We all had Baltimore, but Mike. And that was a strange game. You know.
It was.
And then they cut Scobie. They cut him, didn't they? Josh Scobie? Who they traded for?
Yeah, they traded for him, and then they cut him, but he was terrible.
Yeah, you can't make a kick.
No.
And let's see. I'm going to go. God, I almost want to pick Cleveland because I feel so bad for them. They're great fans. I mean, seriously, I'm not making – I've been there. It's a great town. Jay can't wait to go there someday. But I'm going to go Baltimore. I can't go Cleveland. Next up is Matt, New Orleans versus the Eagles. New Orleans – finally on their winning ways. Big win on Sunday night.
Yeah. Man. This is a tough one. I'm picking the Eagles only because it's at home. Only reason. I don't trust either of these teams at this point. As much as I trust the Colts. Like, I mean, seriously.
And Mike, you're going with?
I will go with... Eagles here.
Didn't sound like, didn't look like you wanted to go with the Eagles there.
Yeah, it's a battle of two shaky teams.
Yeah, your body.
You never know what.
I don't know. You know, I want to go with New Orleans, but since it's at home, I got to go with the Eagles. If it was in New Orleans, I would take New Orleans. That's how I feel about this game.
Yeah.
And Russ?
Yeah, I'm going to take Philly.
All right, clean sweep. We don't have too many different picks here, but anyway. Next up is Mike. We have the Rams versus Green Bay. Rams, the big win last week.
Change it up.
Gurley's back. Gurley's there, and Gurley, man, looks good.
This should be one of the games we change up. We go against spread. We have a huge 10-point spread. If you could guess which team is favored by 10.
I can't believe the Rams are favored by 10. So you,
I know, it's shocking.
You want to go spread on this one?
Just so we got some different picks this week. This is
So 10 points. So what are you doing?
I'm going to shock the world. St. Louis.
St. Louis getting 10 points. Well, I'm going to shock the world. If they're getting 10 points, I'm taking the Rams in 10 points. I think they can run the ball, and their defense is pretty good. I think they can keep the game close.
All right, let's go clean sweep for St. Louis.
But not only that, but Green Bay.
It's not going to change anything.
Green Bay plays the Chargers next week, and I'm sure they're going to be looking over their shoulders to that game.
Yeah.
It's the mighty Bolts coming in, so.
I think the Packers are a one.
I'm going to take Green Bay to cover.
Green Bay minus 10.
I can't believe that I'm on Russ's side on this one, but I'm sticking with the Pac-Mans. So
50-50 split. It's a battle here.
There you go. You got it mixed up, Mike. You got your wish.
There's your math, Mike.
Next up, we have the Bills versus the Titans. Maybe we should have a bet on how many penalties the Bills will get. We had, 17 over, last? 17
over 100, last? Over 100 yards.
Rex Ryan said he was happy his team was playing physical and aggressive football. That's what he said. Happy about 17 penalties.
I say we do a plus minus for penalty yardage. Plus over 100 or under?
I don't know. I'm going to take the Bills at home. I mean, Bills on the road, but you want to do a penalty thing?
Yeah.
What? Then we got to do penalties?
Yeah, yardage. All right. Make it interesting.
Under 100, over 100?
Yeah.
I say it's too high. You go over 70 or under 70.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Over 70, under 70.
I'm going to go plus 70 yards. And Russ, you're up next, picking the Bills-Titans.
I'm going to take the Bills, and I'm going to say plus 70. They're going to be over.
Okay.
Matt. Huh. Wow. Maybe that line needs to be a little higher there.
Honestly,
I'm going to take the Bills as well.
If you're making it tough, it should be 100.
It should be 100, yeah.
All right. I was thinking that, 100 was a good...
All right, then I'm going to go... I'll go under 100. Russ?
I'm going to say plus 100.
Okay.
And I'm going to go under 100.
You pick the Bills, though, right?
Yeah, I'm picking the Bills.
Okay, and Mike?
I think Tennessee will look better after their week off with the bye week. I'm going to go with Tennessee here and go under 100.
Tennessee under 100. All right.
Interesting.
Next up, we have the Cards versus the Detroit Lions. You guys already know my pick because I have to pick the Lions until they win a game. I could be going 0-16. So we're starting with...
No wonder you're in the last.
Yeah, we're starting with Russ. Russ?
I'm going to take Arizona.
Okay. They lost to the Rams last week.
I know.
Okay. Matt?
Corey likes him. I got to pick his team.
You don't have to. It's not Russia.
I'm picking Arizona as well, but why this penance for Detroit? I mean, it's like...
I made a statement a few weeks ago saying, hey, this team's not an 0-3 team or whatever stupid thing I said because we're the sports talk with three stupid guys. And I said, I'm picking Detroit until they win a game. And I said last week, against Seattle, I go, look, I got to pick them because I'm not a politician. I'm true to my word. I'm going to pick Detroit until they win. So now it's like, oh, my God, I got to pick Detroit. Anyway, so nothing personal against Detroit.
You haven't fared very well with that because last year I think it was Minnesota. You were like, I'm going to keep picking until they win. And they racked up a bunch of losses. And then I think the year before that was the Panthers.
Year before that, I think it was Tampa Bay.
It might have been the Tampa Bay, and then it was like the Panthers before that.
Something like that. Yeah.
And then I think one of the years you wanted to pick the Raiders all the time or something like that. I don't know.
No, we'd never pick
the Raiders. Russ is right. This is the equivalent of your crackpot theory every week on Lost, right?
Yeah.
You have some kind of sorry stack of a case. Yeah, like you're like you won't give up on a team for a whole season, and then it just does you in. So
I'm the John Locke of making picks. some people worship the guy, but the guy was just a big loser. There, I said it.
He just reminded me of you, Dad.
Well, at least we know Jay's because we don't want the internet to go off again.
he's taken all his smart money away from our picks.
Well, he made a mistake by not betting it all on the.
Yes, I've made much better investments not on the advice of the three super guys.
or your dad. So
one bad. See, I'm trying to separate. A little bad advice. That's all there was.
I learned it from you, Dad. I learned from
you. You know, that's what we should name the show. We should name it Three Stupid Guys and Grandpa.
Too late for that.
I just watched that show with John Stamos. Ah, what
a
bit. Oh, yeah.
I'll stay at Target.
We have to blow up the Death Star. We're almost done.
You're no good here. Get out of here. You can go. I can't remember the guy's name anyway. I can't do the voice as well as Jay.
Just be like Beggar's Canyon back home.
Who's the guy who said? Who's the guy who tells me
you're no good to us here? Go
Wedge.
Wedge, you gotta get out of here, man. I'm the star.
Wedge, all of it, man. Wedge is the unsung hero of that trilogy.
He says, "Wedge, you can't do any good back there. Get out of here." Something like
okay,
that.
Luke, you're right. Who the hell's Luke? Who is this guy?
Luke in Episode 4 is the best.
Who is this guy? Who's this Luke guy?
Okay. All right. Since we've derailed into Star Wars, one of my favorite topics, why does Luke get shot?
T-16 back home?
They're no bigger than 2 meters. No, I mean, like, why does Luke have the chance of being, like, in the middle? It's like, it's him, Biggs, and Wedge. And Wedge and Biggs technically have more flying experience an X-Wing.
But what you don't see, Luke. There's uncut footage we didn't see. Wedge and they're cowards. They say they're cowards, and Luke's too stupid to know that he's going into a suicide mission.
Yeah, really, like for the Rebel Alliance back then, they were like the middle guy's the first to go. It's like, go ahead, yeah, new guy, you can be in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know where to go. Could you have the GPS? Could you lead the way?
These are all suicide missions. Well, so sure, go ahead, take the lead.
That's what Han says. Calls it a suicide mission.
What's the target? We have to what and where? Okay, yeah, that's not working. That's not working.
Wait, that's all I have to do? That seems like a big oversight by the Empire.
Yeah. Like, they couldn't just close that up? What were they thinking? Was that like an air hole or something? I don't know.
Just what a 2x4 would have done the job.
Yeah. You ever think that, like, the whole ending to the first Star Wars is just one big metaphor for, like, a sex education kind of thing? Like, these little tiny kind of maneuverable craft going to this big giant egg? You know?
Well, you're getting Russ a little hot there. Russ is like,
yeah,
okay.
Like I don't think of the Death Star as a big uterus. To be honest,
no, it's not a uterus.
It's the egg. It's the only
egg.
One.
Yeah, it's the egg. To me, it looks more like a big booby, though.
Let's move on from the boob talk. Let's move on to the next pick. I think.
All right.
No way.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I had to make a reference to that.
Why don't we just stop right now, Russ? Okay. We got Mike. Yeah, Arizona or the Lions?
I'll go Arizona. One of these weeks you'll be able to brag so much to us the next week about your Detroit pick against all of our other picks, but
when they're 1-15
for that one win, you'll be so proud the next week.
I felt so bad for Calvin Johnson. He's such a class guy, and his face was just like, I can't believe I fumbled that ball. Anyway, I just get the first down or kick the tying field goal.
Hey, did Matt take Arizona?
Matt took Arizona.
I took Arizona.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Mike. Who's up next? I got derailed on the whole Star Wars talk.
It's Mike.
Matt.
Yeah. Mike.
Oh. Mike. I was going to say Matt, but sure, I'll go.
It's the Pats. And this is supposed to be Tom Brady's first game back versus the Cowboys, but Tom Brady's already been there. Against the Cowboys.
Yeah, you give Belichick a week off to study tape of seal signs from Dallas. I think New England's going to win this one easily.
Hold on a second. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
So I go Brady.
He didn't know the rules.
Going Brady and the fake hair hair plugs right here.
He does have hair plugs. That's all I'm saying.
Heard that on some other podcast.
I'm going with the Pats as well. The Cowboys are just beaten up, and as much as I like to see an upset, I'd like to see the Cowboys win. Yes, I said that out loud. I don't see it happening. I think the Pats win by probably 3 touchdowns. Russ.
I'm taking New England because that's where Hawkeye was from.
Aw.
Crabapple Cove.
Well, even Hawkeye.
I thought it was from Crabapple Cove, Maine.
Oh, that's New England.
New England?
Yeah.
Boston.
It's where all those Massachusetts people move.
Yeah. So in honor of Hawkeye, I'm taking New England.
Well, even Hawkeye wouldn't root for those nasty line, no good double cheating Patriots, but I'll pick them anyway. But wouldn't it be cool to see an upset? Sorry, Tuck.
Yeah, Tucker's in here.
Yeah. Sorry, Tucker. Keep on. Tucker.
I wonder if Tucker's ever said, I had a long suffering, because Tucker, what? How old are you, Tucker? Like 20, 18, 19, 20? I know you're a lot younger than me.
17?
17? Is 13? He the only 17? Either way.
No, I don't know. I'm making it worse for Tucker.
Has Tucker ever said, I'm a long-suffering Patriots fan? I mean, there are people that have been around for 15, 16, 17 years that can't say that. They just can't
say think it. I think he would probably say that he's a long-suffering sports talk with three stupid guys fan.
Well, that's self-inflicted.
That's probably more apple. Hey, yeah. If you have the masses, what? Never mind.
Yeah, I'm not here making people. Right now. I'm not. Well, making...
A little note about those long-suffering Patriots. Since Belichick was hired, 21 coaches have been hired in the AFC East since that time, 15 years ago.
Ed put the Drew Bledsoe years, but I think they went to a Super Bowl with Drew Bledsoe, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. So, again, I don't want to hear any long-suffering from people who are
hard suffering.
Or like 23 and under Patriots fan. I don't want to hear that. So just move on.
But, yeah, they lost the Super Bowl with Drew Bledsoe.
That's true. That's tough. That's tough to lose a Super Bowl. Tucker's in his late 20s? Really? You age well. Must be single. Must not be married. I'm just saying.
Stay
not
on target.
Suffering, no. Anyway, next up is me. It's Denver versus Oakland. I'm going to do it. I'm picking the Oakland Raiders. Wow. Denver's been winning because of their defense. I think Oakland, it's a home game. It's going to be on that crappy field with those terrible, scary fans. And so I think that the Denver Broncos lose their first game. Peyton Manning throws 3 picks. And Oakland wins the game. Because this is a tough game. I don't like either team, so it's like, it's hurting me to say either. I'd like to have a tie, but I think Oakland wins this game.
I'll take Denver.
I give a nice thought
I'm
out.
I'm not taking that.
I give a nice set out reason for why I think Oakland will win, and Russ, Denver. Denver.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the theory.
Denver.
I'm not buying it either. I think the Broncos make this one by hook or by crook. So.
Denver.
Denver.
And Mike is going with me. He's going with the Raiders.
He's throwing me off here because you knew Oakland and Chicago so well last week. You picked the Chicago upset. So now I'm a little thrown off. I don't know if you have like the secret about Oakland, but I'm going to go with Denver here.
It's a hunch. It's a hunch. Denver has a really good defense. That's why they're 4-0. The only reason they're 4-0. Let's see. Russ, you're up next. The 49ers versus the New Look, New Hope Giants. Keeping a Star Wars theme there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 49ers.
What? 49ers? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I'm picking the G-men. So it's Sunday Night Football. You know that Eli Manning. He's just so cool. but I'm picking the Giants. I have no other reason except for the fact that I think the 49ers haven't looked that great. So.
All right, and Mike?
Yeah, between Kaepernick falling apart, and this is usually around the time when Giants start making their run and sneaking into the playoffs, I'm going to go Giants here.
Really, this early? They sneak into the playoffs in, like, week 16.
Yeah, but they usually make it with a 9-7 record, 8-8 record.
It's not even sneaking. It's like they fall down the stairs into it. You know what I mean?
They do, and then all of a sudden they're in the playoffs, and everyone is like, well, you know, Eli Manning, he should be the MVP.
Well, I think Eli Manning has that medical bracelet. It's like he falls down and can't get back up, but they somehow win the Super Bowl. That's how bad they fall down. But I'm gonna take the Giants. I can't take the 49ers. 49ers are a mess. They're a mess. I can't believe Russ took the 49ers. But it's in pen, and so it's etched in stone, and you can't change your pick. The final game, the Monday night game, the most exciting game of the week. Pittsburgh versus San Diego, and Matt, you're going first.
Oh, man, this is tough. I liked seeing the Steelers lose to the Ravens. That was kind of fun. Yeah, well, and seeing Mike Tomlin go for it on that fourth and whatever, and then he lost it, and it was just like, yep.
Interesting stat. The Chargers had a chance.
Should have tried for the field goal.
The Chargers had the number one pick when Michael Vick came out. They traded the number one pick to Atlanta for their fifth pick, first overall pick, and they got LaDainian Tomlinson. This is the first time since that pick that Michael Vick will start a game in San Diego.
Who cares about LaDainian Tomlinson? They got Tim Dwight from that trade.
Oh, Tim Dwight. Yeah, he was amazing.
I love Mike bringing the knowledge. I'm picking Tim the Chargers.
Dwight, like an amazing player. You're picking San Diego?
Mike? Yeah. San Diego.
And Mike?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's got Michael Vick, who sat out all of last year, so I'm going to go against that. I'm going to go to San Diego here.
I'm going to get San Diego, even though they can't stop the run, which is a bad thing. I don't know how many players are going to be healthy this week, but Rivers is playing. I think he was a FedEx player of the week this week behind an offensive line and two receivers, and it's a shame they can't give this guy a team to work around. But I'm going to go San Diego just because, well, I'm a Charger fan, and that's what we do. We're loyal. And Russ, you're finishing it off here.
I'm going to take the Chargers.
Wow, clean sweep.
Bum, bum, bum. Pittsburgh wins.
Only because Jack took Kansas City earlier, I'm going to take San Diego. I'll return the favor.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Sympathy pick.
Wow. Yeah,
that's what Jack feels like every time he picks Detroit.
And Jack also likes Hawkeye too, so you know, got to go with that.
Do like Hawkeye?
Oh yeah,
I like Trapper over BJ. So you know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. So
Jay won't even watch those years. Jay stops at season 3. Into season 3, Jay is done.
That's my existence of MASH. It ends.
It went on.
You
for
need to see at least when.
It went on for 30 more years, but Jay said, nope, I'm good.
Once Henry Blake's gone, and
Trapper?
Trapper's gone? Done.
I gotta say, those are some of the most, like, memorable.
Hanging there for radar, huh?
There's no point. Like, the first three seasons are a perfect comedy. After that, it's just retread and just trying to keep the magic. First 3 years are magic. No need for anything beyond that.
Burns eat worms.
What were you saying, Matt?
Oh, I don't know anymore. Oh, I guess just the sentimental quality about Frank, or not Frank, but when
Charles?
Now I'm off my train of thought. No, when he leaves.
Radar?
Not Frank.
Radar.
No, well, when Radar leaves, that's also emotional. Oh, but Nash again and again. Henry Blake, sorry. The emotional impact of that show again
when
and
he,
again.
When he dies? Oh, sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just, I don't know. I just remember being a kid and that, like, that scene and, like, just, like, how
crying
intense that was. It was, like, yeah, crying.
You can say, I cried.
It was sad.
It was, you know. I just remember playing with my Legos and looking up and just being like, what?
Now, were they like, Legos? You know, you had a pattern, you had a map to tell you how to do it, or was it Legos where you had to use your imagination?
No, I have this like old school like set that my parents got me from a garage sale. It was all red. The entire set was red. So it was kind of annoying after a while.
They were communist Legos.
They were communist, but I had a lot though, so I could build a lot with those red Legos. So.
But you could do whatever you wanted. There was no saying you have
could.
To build it this way, which is unusual for red Legos.
I think it came with, like, you know, you could build a tractor, you could do this with it, but, you know, it was pretty much like you could do whatever you want. All like, right. It was a, yeah,
you could,
you're
you
like
could build
point
the,
through.
Great Wall of China with them.
There you go. There you go, Russ. That's why we have you here.
Yeah.
Anything else going on?
Betsy
Anything
Russ.
Else we want to do? Talk about?
Well, if we're good, I'm going to actually take this time to thank some of our patrons that have contributed at the amount to which we will thank them by name on the show, and that's Eckhart Richter and Chris O'Brien. Thank you very much for your contributions, and thank you to all 73 of our current patrons over at patreon.com/jayandjack. For everybody that's contributed, your name is on our thank you page at jayandjack.com. So thank you again to all of our patrons that keep the podcast alive.
That keep three stupid guys showing up every Tuesday night at 10 and brings you Rusts for the first time.
Live.
Cindy Brady of podcasting. I'm going to post that scene on our Facebook page and say, spoiler alert, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. Are you drinking moonshine over there,
man? Oh, man. Yeah, it's for my birthday. Okay. Moonshine.
What did you do?
It's going to make me go blind.
Well, Russ is doing something too. Is going to make him go blind. But what did you do for your birthday? What exciting thing did you do for your birthday for you?
It really was podcasting. Yeah,
podcasting. Sports Talk with Three Super Guys.
It's pretty much like the top of the night here because I most of my day was spent teaching and working and just doing adult stuff that happens when you turn 39. So.
Did you hit Jack in a Box at all for your birthday?
No.
A couple of breakfast jacks for your birthday or tacos or anything like that? Nothing?
No. My wife made me some homemade pie, though, which I am really looking forward to having tomorrow.
What kind of pie?
With the kids. Cherry and peach. But,
cherry and peach pie.
But, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. We picked the cherries over the summer. And, yeah,
oh, really?
She canned them. And, yeah. So it's really nice. Good. I'm excited about that.
I like cherry and rhubarb.
You like what?
Cherry and rhubarb.
Cherry and rhubarb.
Cherry and rhubarb. I'm American. I like apple pie.
A la mode?
Rhubarb's just a woman that I once knew.
Just apple pie. Just apple pie. Straight apple pie.
Do you put a slice of cheese on yours?
Just apple pie. Just apple pie. Who puts cheese on pie?
They do. They do in the Midwest. That's a very popular thing, is to put a slice of cheese, cheddar cheese, on your apple pie. Look it up. I'm serious.
Pretty sure that's not a thing.
Not in my part of the Midwest. The Midwest is pretty huge.
You know, something fresh. You know what? I need some cheddar cheese on my pie. Mm-mm-mm. Who thought about that one?
Now, in the Midwest and in Utah, I had a pie shake, which was fantastic, where it's a milkshake in which they put in a pie when they blend the milkshake, and it is fantastic.
But that I can see, but putting cheese on it, I don't get
cheese.
The cheese.
I think that's just a Russ thing.
No, it's not.
I'm going to put cheese on this pie. I'm going to say it's Midwest thing.
I think there's somebody said, hey, Russ, this is what we do here. We put cheese on our pie. Okay.
All
right. I'll eat it.
All right, guys, it should be time to wrap it up. Any last thoughts?
Again, happy birthday to Matt.
Yes, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Showing up on your birthday.
Thanks. Last year in your 30s. I mean, my first year in my 30s.
Roller coaster. Now you're getting to that top there. It's it's a fast ride when it goes down.
It's already been
over. Just so you guys, when you guys get done, Google apple pie and cheddar cheese, and there's a whole thing on there explaining apple pie and cheddar cheese.
Here's the thing. Everything is on the internet. There's like the people that would, when I worked at Apple, come to the Apple Store, well, I saw it on the internet. This is a thing that's going on. It's like, yeah, two other people in the world had this problem. Chill out. You're fine.
If you want to hear certain things that can be done, there's an old Married Man show we had that had different names for everything. And if you want to know, it's like a Dirty Sanchez, all that kind of different stuff, go back and find that podcast. And that's on the internet, too. So
like Russ in that time could have, like, entered in Wikipedia, cheese on a pie. I mean, it's just that's...
No, it was actually a Food Network recipe and everything. It's big news.
I don't trust Guy Fieri. If it's him, it's just he'll do anything.
If it's not on Twitter twice, then it's not true.
He puts the sunglasses on the back of his head. He has the bleached, spiky hair. He's basically, if Russ had a TV show... That would be it.
Are you jealous because your hair is no longer spiky?
Well, no, I took a shower because I played softball today, so I didn't want to be sweaty.
How'd you do in softball today? You haven't talked about your softball in a while. This is Sports Talk
show. I haven't played in a while.
Talk.
Because last time you talked to us, you played shortstop.
And I played first base today. I did a really good job. I had a couple good, you know, crazy reaches and stretches.
How many got by you?
Not a single ball passed.
Really?
And I made several outs, so.
How did your hitting go, huh?
So I had to bring my bat today, my personal bat, and it was a cursed bat. I, like, lined it every time, but lined it to the shortstop, lined it to the third baseman, lined it to the center fielder.
It's always the bat's fault.
It was the bat's fault.
So you were cursed.
But I did well at first. First is good for me because I don't have to move very much. It's basically,
why don't you just volunteer to play catcher?
Because catcher, you have to squat, and I don't like squatting.
Why do you have to squat playing catcher?
To catch the ball.
Do they wear, like, a mask?
Yeah, that's... There's not a chair out there. What else are you going to sit on? You have to squat. Like,
towards my aging years, I volunteered to play catcher. I just stood there. I mean, the ball either hit the plate or the little rug we had for a strike. I either picked it up and threw it back, and that's it.
I thought Dale was your catcher.
Yeah, Jack's usually the pitcher. Dale's the catcher.
That's exactly what I thought.
Only with cheese. only with cheese. With cheddar
so
cheese.
So that's what they're calling it these days.
That's for you. Only with cheese would I go there.
All right.
By the way, I think I started this podcast when Jack was 39, and now I have aged to that point. So
I'm pretty sure.
All right, guys. Final thoughts. Matt, what do you got for us? Anything? Last words?
That was a great show, kid. One in a million.
Mike, what do you got for us?
As they say in Miami, Feliz cumpleaños, Mateo. See you next Tuesday.
Canadian Russell.
Cheese. Everyone, go out, get some cheddar cheese, and watch Walking Dead. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Until next time, hasta luego. And
I don't get one. I don't get a final.
You get bye. Then.
Oh. Bye.
No, go ahead, Jack. I'm sorry.
No. I was all excited about doing it. Now I don't want to do it anymore.
No, go ahead. Go
nope,
for it.
Nope. Not doing it. Nope. Ain't going to happen. You know me. I'm stubborn. I ain't going to do it.
All right.
Thunder.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Patreon.